feel like a touchdown. This feel like an easy six. Defense is retreating quick. Know I got that cannon on me and receivers on the whim. Welcome pressure, where's the blitz? Not afraid to take the risk. Swear to God, I hate to lose, but winning is my favorite shit.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to another episode of Drop Balls Podcast, your favorite podcast, this favorite sports podcast. Yes, you heard me right. I said your favorite podcast, this favorite sports podcast. Hope you all are having a good week so far. I hope your week did not start off as exciting as mine did. hope you all had a good weekend. Hope your team won this weekend and everything. And just hope you all had, you know, some good stuff going on this past weekend. We got a few things to talk about today, and it's going to be a short episode because I just got to come, you know, talk about what happened in Indianapolis. But before we get started on that, let me do a little bit of housekeeping. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go down to the rating and review section and leave your boy a 5-star rating, as well as leave me a review. Let me know what you like, what you dislike about the podcast. We're trying to get this podcast up the charts on Apple Podcasts, man. I am posting a video on YouTube. I'm recording this for a video as well. So if you're watching on YouTube, please go ahead and hit that like button as well as that subscribe button to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you're listening on Spotify, they have a review section as well, or a rating section as well. So please go ahead and leave your boy a 5-star rating on there as well. Once again, we're trying to get this podcast up the charts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcast platform. We're trying to get this podcast up there. And no matter where you're listening to, whether it's Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, please be sure to share the podcast with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your coworkers, anybody that you know that loves sports just as much as you and I do. So please be sure to share the podcast with them. And let's get into it, man. So I want to preface this podcast episode off with saying I'm not a fan of Jim Irsay. I'm a fan of the Indianapolis Colts. And for whatever weird-ass reason, I was asked a question about that last night on Twitter Spaces, asking me if I was a Jim Irsay fan. Dog, just because I like a team don't mean I have to like an owner. Like, the Commanders, the fans of the Commanders, they like the team, but I'm pretty damn sure they don't like Dan Snyder. So just because I like a team don't mean I have to like an owner. And it's not necessarily that I dislike Jim Irsay. I just don't care who owns the team. Like, I don't care if he's the owner of the team. Just put out a good product every week. Like, just put out a good product. That's all I care about. I want the team to win. I want success for the team. So I don't care who the owner is as far as, like, the person that's the owner. I just want a good product on the field. Now, if you're a piece of shit, then, yeah, I don't want you as an owner. But Jim Irsay, I can't say is a piece of shit. So it's not like I don't like him. But it's also not like I dislike him. But I just don't care that I'm not a fan of him. You know what I mean? I'm not a fan of him. And I'm going to also say this. I'm not a fan of the move that he made for Jeff Saturday as the interim head coach. But I'm not as annoyed as the move as everybody else seems to be all over the media, all over Twitter, all over wherever. I'm not as upset or annoyed with the move. For weeks, I've been saying that Frank Wright had to go. When you lose a locker room, when your offense hasn't scored a first quarter touchdown since week three, we're heading into week 10 now. They haven't scored a first quarter touchdown since week three. You fire your offensive coordinator as the scapegoat, and then the next week, your offense somehow looks worse. Your quarterback gets sacked 9 times. You haven't had a lead entering the fourth quarter all season. It's time to go. It's time to move on. And I'm not saying Frank Wright is a terrible coach. I'm not saying that at all. But at this point in his career with this team, it just wasn't working anymore. Offensively, it wasn't working. Defense has been playing amazing all season. But offensively, it just wasn't working anymore. Now, Frank Wright, I believe he's a great offensive coordinator. We know that there's some coaches where you're a good coordinator, but you're not necessarily a good head coach. I think that's Frank Wright. As a head coach, you have so much on your plate. As an offensive coordinator, you're just worrying about the offensive game plan and calling plays on Sunday. So I think with Frank Wright, he's a great coordinator. He's just not a he's just not that great of a head coach. Now, he's had a winning record with the Indianapolis Colts. I don't remember the record, but I know it's a winning record. It's like 44-33 or something around that realm, around that area. But so I'm not saying he's a terrible head coach. I don't think he's a terrible head coach. I just think that it just wasn't working out anymore for the Indianapolis Colts and Frank Reich. And so, you know, he was fired Monday morning. And then, hold on. Oh, yeah, it's 40-33. So I was somewhere in the realm. It's 40-33. But he was fired Monday morning. And then we all got the news that Jim Irsay was hiring the Indianapolis Colts. We're hiring Jeff Saturday as the interim head coach. Now, Jeff Saturday was an ESPN analyst and a high school football coach, where I believe he went like 20-16 at the high school that he was coaching at. He has no NFL experience as far as it comes to coaching. We know the player he was in the NFL for the Colts. We know what type of player he was, but he has no NFL experience as a coach, no offensive coordinator, no O-line coach, quality control coach, none of that. Nothing in the NFL. So I understand some of the backlash, because you hire somebody as an interim head coach with no experience whatsoever. When you have coaches on staff that do have head coaching experience, and then you come out in a press conference and say he was the best man for the job. So I understand some of that backlash. I get some of that. But what if it works? Like, what if it works for the last 8 games? Is anybody going to be mad about that? Now, me personally, like I said, I'm not as pressed or plexed about the move as everybody else is, just because I waved the white flag weeks ago. I said our season was over after we lost to the Tennessee Titans, and I was like, what are we playing for? Are we playing for a top 10 pick at this point, or are we going to pick in the top 25 like we always do? Because we need our franchise quarterback. So either we're going to pick higher up where we can get a Bryce or a Stroud or a Hooker, or some people want Levis, or whoever it is that you want or that we believe is our franchise guy at quarterback. We're probably not going to get him in the top 25. We'll probably get him in the top 10, but I don't think we get him in the top 25. Who knows, though? Who knows? So that's where I was at. And maybe that's why I'm not as pressed about this whole situation as everybody else is. And as well, like, as a Colts fan, we know Jim Irsay is unconventional. We know he doesn't do things the conventional way. So, like, I'm not surprised. Everybody else outside the franchise should be surprised. People inside the franchise, we shouldn't be surprised. Fans of the Colts, we should not be surprised by this. Is Jim Irsay making the shot or making the calls? Now, I will say, I don't think that they fired Frank Reich for Jeff Saturday. What I think happened is Chris Ballard, Jim Irsay had a meeting after the Patriots game, and they decided that Frank Reich was out. Then the next thing, Jim Irsay went and called Jeff Saturday, asked him if he wanted the job, told him to go talk to his wife, go pray about it, you know, do whatever, whatever. And that he would talk to Chris Ballard about it. And at that point, that's why I think the news came out back to back like that. I don't think this was, oh, let's fire Frank Reich because I got Jeff Saturday over here that I want to hire. I don't think that was the move. And it, from what it sounds like, they wanted Jeff Saturday to be an offensive line coach a few years ago. They've called him a few times about coaching. But he has always been not an analyst, but he's always had communication with the team, whether it was, you know, giving advice to the team or whatever like that, or them wanting to hire him as a coach. So I don't think this is just out of left field for Jim Irsay or out of left field for the organization. Now, like I said, I would have liked to have seen Gus Bradley probably take on that interim head coach role for the Indianapolis Colts, because he's been a head coach before. He knows what it is to be a head coach in this league, to game plan, to do all of that stuff. I'm not saying Sam Jeff Saturday doesn't know how to do that, but I think with the experience, it's a lot easier for Gus Bradley to do that than Jeff Saturday drinking from a water hose or from a fire hose, trying to get everything going. Because also on top of that, nobody on our staff has called offensive plays before. So not only do we have a head coach that's never coached in the NFL before, we're going to have a first time play caller as well. So that's another issue within that. But hey, if Jeff Saturday's a first time head coach, let's let Reggie Wayne be a first time offensive coordinator. I understand he's a wide receivers coach. I'm sure he has some plays drawn up, some things that he knows, that he remembers from when he played back in the day that could work. So let's let Reggie Wayne try his hand at calling plays. Maybe it works. Who the hell knows at this point, right? Who knows? So you know, there's that, man. Like, I'm not as upset about it. Like, I think because I'm not as invested in this team anymore until the off season, just because I don't feel like we're going to win. I don't feel like we're going to do much later on, you know, as the season goes on. I don't feel like we're going to do much. I feel like we're going to be picking in the top 10. At least that's what I hope, because I want our franchise quarterback. So that's what I at least hope that we're going to do. But I will ask the question, like, what if it works? Like, what if Jeff Saturday galvanizes the troops and he gets them to go out there and they start putting on a show? Offensive line starts playing better. And we just get better play from everybody offensively than we've had all season. What if that was the move that made this team go? I mean, this is the first time Jim Irsay has fired a head coach in the middle of the season. I think he said in like 27 years or something like that. And that was another thing. Like, the press conference he did, everybody came out of there like, oh, we have more questions than we have answers. I'm like, I watched the press conference and I'm like, I have the answers that I needed. Like, what else did y'all expect to get out of that press conference? They hired Jeff Saturday. They claim they're not waving the white flag. And, you know, and personally, I think this might be a move for a bigger, like, this might be a move for a bigger thing. There might be something bigger at play right here. I saw Robert Mathis tweet out yesterday that this was a chess move to get the sheriff in town, pretty much. I mean, what if this was a move to bring Peyton back to Indy as the next head coach? What if that was the move that they were making? Because they hired Jeff Saturday, and maybe, just maybe, they end up getting Peyton as the new head coach. Or, since Jeff Saturday doesn't have a play caller, what if they hire Peyton as an offensive coordinator? Like, who knows what's going on right now? Like, who knows what's going to happen here soon? I'm pretty sure there's going to be more things announced this coming week or whatever. But who knows, man? I mean, even at the end of the press conference, Jim Irsay nudges Jeff Saturday and is like, hey, you talk to Peyton? Don't answer that. So I'm just saying, like, what if there's bigger things at play here to this is where they're going versus this is what we're with, you know, it's just here. I don't know if Peyton wants to be a head coach. I don't know if Peyton wants to be an OC. I don't know any of those things. But what I do know is I don't think this is the end of what we're going to see this week or maybe the next few weeks or whatever with this Indianapolis Colts team. I think I also think maybe this might mess up the hiring process moving forward, just because. So I want to also say this. I do understand some of the frustration with Jeff Saturday becoming the interim head coach because of not having any experience and just right off the couch, right off of ESPN, the ESPN set. Now you're a head coach in the NFL. Because, you know, the NFL has this whole Rooney Rule, right? Like, they have this whole Rooney Rule where the interview process, you have to interview minority candidates, all this and all of that. That doesn't apply when it comes to interim head coaches. But at the same time, we do not see black coaches afforded the same possibilities that Jeff Saturday just got, or that the Texans were going to give Luke or Josh McCown. I don't remember which one it was, but one of them McCown brothers, and hire him as a head coach after he has no NFL coaching experience as well. So I get the frustration where it comes from that. Like, I understand that frustration because black coaches are not afforded those same opportunities, man. That they're just not. It just doesn't happen. At least it hasn't happened yet. I don't know if it will, but it hasn't happened yet. They're not afforded those same opportunities. So I understand the frustration from that standpoint. I get it. But we have a bunch of coaches across the league that are upset. We have some GMs across the league that are upset. So when those positions come open this offseason, or I guess when the head coaching position comes open this offseason, I don't know if we're going to have a lot of people lined up to interview for those for that opportunity. And once again, maybe that's the play Jim Irsay was trying to make, because they have a guy that they want to bring in as head coach, but they don't have any really justification for that. And maybe that's Peyton. Like I said, maybe it's Peyton Manning. Maybe they want Peyton to be the next head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and they can't just outright hire him after interviewing a bunch of other coaches and adhering to the Rooney Rule and everything like that. So maybe that's why they're doing it. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying maybe that is the reason why they did things the way they did, the unconventional way, because they have a guy that they have in mind that they want to hire. But how do you justify that after interviewing a bunch of other coaches? But if nobody wants to interview for the job because they feel like it's a shit show, excuse my language, but they feel like it's a shit show, then it makes that justification easier to hire Peyton Manning, who also has no coaching experience at the NFL level. It makes it easier to hire him. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas, just throwing out things that maybe is going on in Jim Irsay's head. I don't know what's going on in that man's head, and I don't pretend to know. All I know is I don't agree with the move. It's a crazy move. Like, it's crazy. I do want to say that, because I feel like people will watch this video and think like, oh, he's on board with it. No, I'm not on board. Or watch this video or listen to this podcast. No, I'm not on board with it. It is what it is, though. I mean, we're not going to change the decision. The decision is made. Like, we're not going to change the decision at this point. The decision is made. I just say, if Jeff Saturday is getting his first opportunity at something, you might as well give Reggie Wayne his first opportunity at calling plays. Might as well. If we just going to bring back the old Indianapolis Colts, the Super Bowl winning Indianapolis Colts, Jeff Saturday, Reggie Wayne, hey, let them take the reins. Let them take the reins, man. Let them take over the reins. Hey, but I do wish, I'm going to say this. I do wish we hired Pat McAfee instead of Jeff Saturday, because at least I know Pat McAfee going to give me some energy on the sideline. I know he will. And that's another thing where I'm glad that we moved on from Frank. You watch Frank on the sideline, there's no energy. There's no emotion. There's no nothing. Football is a very emotional game. I don't get mad at Tom Brady breaking surface pros. I don't get mad at Odell Beckham beating up a kicker's net. I don't get mad at things like that. I don't get mad at players slamming their helmets. I don't get mad at players scoring a big touchdown and taking off their helmet immediately because they excited, they celebrate, they amped up. Football is a very emotional game. You're asking grown-ass men, you're asking kids, you're asking teenagers to go out there and impose your will on another another kid, another teenager, another man for four quarters, for 60 minutes. You're asking someone to do that. It's a very emotional game. That's what comes with it. I want to see a head coach that's animated. I want to see a head coach that's happy when the team is doing good and celebrates with the team. I want to see a head coach that when things are going bad, you show it. We saw Ken Dorsey in the booth, about to tear up the booth because the offensive play didn't go right and they lost the game. We've seen stuff like that. That I like that. That's football, man. It's an emotional game. You're supposed to be emotionally vested. So I can't be more hype as a fan than you are as a head coach. I can't be more upset as a fan than you are as a head coach. So that's another reason I felt Frank had to go. He just emotionless, man. Just passive on the sidelines. And I didn't really like that. Maybe Jeff Saturday is different. Maybe he shows some more emotion. Maybe he shows that emotion. Like we see a Mike Vrabel. I believe it's Mike Vrabel. But we see a Vrabel for the Tennessee Titans. He shows that emotion. He's also a player's coach, but he also has discipline. Like, he shows that. He toes that line very well. And he shows that emotion on the sidelines, man. Like, you see it on the sidelines. You see it after games when he's going up hugging players and damn near crying because the player went out there and left it all on the field. Like Dan Campbell, we see that. Like, who wouldn't want to run through a wall for Dan Campbell? So I'm just saying, like, that had to go, man. Frank had to go. I don't agree with the Jeff Saturday move, but all I know is Frank had to go. And I don't think Frank Reich was fired because of Jeff Saturday. I think Frank Reich was fired, and Ursay was like, hey, I want to hire Jeff Saturday. I think that's how that went. But that's how I feel about the situation, man. Let me know in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. Let me know how you all feel about it. Let me know what you all think about it. But yeah, that's all I had, man. That's all I had. But go ahead and hit that like button. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. Like I said, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or not Amazon, but Spotify, please go ahead and leave your boy a review on that as well, or a rating and review on those podcast platforms. And until next time, man, y'all be easy. Oh, before I go, follow your boy on Twitter at DropBallsPod. Follow your boy on Twitter. I follow back. We have a good old time on Twitter. But like I said, until next time, y'all be easy. Have a good rest of y'all week. Peace.